The truth is out there, in there, somewhere in the depths, concealed in the background, hiding behind these veils. But I can feel its presence. Yes, my friend, and one day, yet, that truth shall set you free. But how is it that this truth is not intimate, imminently present in our lives? Why does it hide so? Let's unpack. The truth, the simple, raw actuality, uncolored and unbiased, is indeed always there and ever available for you should you be able to remove the veils shrouding the vision of your awareness. Now, what are these veils? Without the long journey into the very baseline, we have a negative veil and we have a positive veil. The negative veil, sadness. All of this, my disappointments, my traumas, etc., are all lingering in my awareness. They've become a part of my identity, and they draw my attention, they veil me. On the other hand, my success in life, my joys and pleasures, they too mesmerize me. They shape a positive veil that blinds me from the ever-present truth. Not behind all things, right at the surface, but we coat the surface. And these coatings persist because we empower them with our attention. There is a certain tension that exists between all that we are made of and our awareness itself. A tension framed on multiple levels, but ultimately at the plane of our identity itself. The sad veil in our being, insignificant, downtrodden, hopeless, a victim even. And on the other hand, the happy veil, again in our identity as the little enjoyers and the kings of our world. Now of these two, the negative veil, born of sadness, is by far the more preferable, because the tension there begs the question, why do we suffer so? Why is life uneasy? On the other hand, the positive veil of being mesmerized by joy, it prompts us not to question, but we are hypnotized by it. From the positive veil, it is hard to snap out into the truth, but from the negative veil, we are motivated to pierce through, to unveil, is there something beyond that might give us relief? And as we live our lives, surfing through the planes of our being, pushed and pulled by the tethers of our conditioning, born of our accumulated life's experiences, there are times where the truth appears closer, almost at our grasp, and there are times where it is further apart, all subject to where our attention lands. Where your attention lands, there exactly is your living experience and the periphery, the parameters of what you have access to, what you may directly cognize, recognize, and experience. It is simple in principle, but it is difficult in practice when our attention itself, our conscious absorption, has been programmed by the world to scatter across the plains rather than be withdrawn to its roots. And through that, whether happiness or sadness, we have the very basic process of self-inquiry, as in withdrawing from the immediate experience that we are absorbed in, inquiring who or what is it that experiences this, and again recursively to deeper and deeper, inner and inner, subtler and subtler planes of consciousness until at the end of the day we see the simple reactive process of bondage, the seer and the seen, and how they embrace each other, how we immerse into their embrace and run with their progeny. This progeny of the root duality, of the fountainhead couple of our conditioned existence, they all craft their vessels, framing for our attention and identity to pour into. And in there we go. We go into the complexity, veil ourselves with our tension, positive and negative, arising from our interaction with the complexity. And the unveiling happens not by any magic or ritual, not by any particular mystic methodology, other than simple detachment, rising above identification, realizing the ultimate hollowness and transitoriness of all that we incarnate into, these hollow avatars we take in our lives. Detaching from them, we unveil. That's all there is to it. Then, as life and environments call upon us, we may return to these identities, but now in way of roles, realizing that all of this is but a drama on the stage of life. We are not the actors on the stage. We are simply lending our attention to the roles that they may operate. And when the operation concludes, we return to the backstage. We are back on the backyard, in simple truth of actuality, unidentified with any of it, free of the veils of sadness, free of the veils of happiness. But in there, it's not that happiness is lacking, but what is that happiness that is for each of us to determine unto ourselves? The sort of happiness that does not depend on reactivity and subject identification. It's a very alien concept. In this world, even the term happiness, it is unfit when happiness has a connotation of you being the happy one. So, with all of this being the case, we are in a patient process. Do not make your relation to truth itself a matter of tension. Yes, sometimes the actuality of all things, the actuality of your self, your inner being, they may be more clear, and at other times they are less clear when our attention is still habitually pulled all over the place. Be that as it may, these are the waves. Do not start wrestling with the waves, because with the wrestling, you simply enmesh yourself in the battle and are pulled further and further under, into the flux of things, mesmerized and veiled. Rather, let it be so, howsoever the texture of my veil may be today, that's what it is. And when I do not empower the veil, when I do not crave and force myself into the truth and actuality of things, it will unveil by its own radiance. You see, if you bulldoze your path to the truth, chances are you are still highly absorbed in your subjective shell. You are driving for I am the knower and the seer of truth, and with that you desperately try to capture the truth as an asset of yours, rather than letting truth stand for itself. And in that, you run the risk of latching on to projections, to hallucinations of what you calculate, what you conceive of as a truth that you might grasp and be the holder of truth. But those are all constructs, those are all illusions, those are all just a different kind of veil, but a veil that makes you delusional over your own state of awareness. Don't go there. let truth come to you. Wait patiently. It'll come in its time. All we need to do is clean our houses, keep the conscious atmosphere as free of clutter as possible, and be mindful of where our attention is directed, that we do not bring in more clutter and dust and contaminations into the field of our minds. When the receptacle is clearing, truth is forthcoming of its own accord. It's simple, and it's something to look forward to. And forget not, it is not that the truth and the actuality of things is only some ideal, transcendent lay of the land underneath all things, all of our waves, the comings and goings, thickenings and thinnings of our happy and sad veilings. When we recognize them, those two are the truth as it emerges. When we do not push them away or pull them in, when we acknowledge them, it is what it is. Then that honest encounter in itself is nothing but a face of truth, accessible to us. Let it be, abide in it. And with that, you may go deeper and deeper into the truth. It's simply that there are more concrete and particular truths, and then there are more subtle underlying truths. But when they are acknowledged for what they are, without any meddling or projection, they are all truth, all the same, just on different planes of our living experience. So find some solace in all of that. Be well, and be free as you may.